Just like most college students, I struggled the first year as I tried to balance schoolwork and football. In high school, being the best athlete at school came naturally to me, but in college, I needed to prove myself to everyone. I worked my butt off, and in my second year, coach named me the team captain. Some guys like Nick, who were 1 year older than I was, didn't like the idea that someone younger than them was the team captain. They thought they deserved the spot because they were there longer. Needless to say, he made my life a living hell for the first month, until coach said he would forfeit every game this season if we didn't work together. Oh, and one small detail I forgot to mention, I started dating Nick's ex, Melissa, who was a cheerleader. Before I continue, don't forget to like this video, subscribe to our channel, and tap that notification bell. In my defense, I didn't know that she was his ex until about 2 weeks after we started dating. As soon as I found out, I ended the relationship. I told her that Nick and I already didn't get along, and dating her would make things harder for the team. I wanted to play professional football, and I wasn't about to let anyone, not even a pretty girl, get in the way of that. Melissa wasn't too happy about that, and we never really spoke again after that. Months passed by, and Nick and I buried the hatchet. It felt good not having to look over my shoulder. One evening after we won a game, the team and I went by Kellyanne, one of the cheerleaders' homes, for a celebration party. While dancing, someone tapped me on my shoulder. I spun around to see Nick.
Sorry to cramp your style, but I need a huge favor. My car won't start and the other guys are too buzzed to drop me off. Can I get a lift to college? I forgot my gym locker.
Sure, man, no problem. I turned to Lena, the pretty girl I was dancing with. Save a dance for me when I return? She smiled and nodded. Nick laughed as he locked my neck playfully and tussled my hair.
Come on, lover boy.
Nick and I left the party, and a few minutes later, we arrived at the college campus.
I'll get a ride back with someone.
I nodded and drove off. I woke up the next afternoon with numerous missed calls and text messages from other guys on the team, asking if I knew where Nick was. Nobody saw him after he jumped into my car. I told them that I dropped Nick off on campus and went back to the party. I tried calling Nick, but his phone went straight to voicemail. My stomach churned, and I felt sick. I rolled out of bed slowly and went in search of my parents. I found them in the kitchen having coffee.
Finally out of bed. I guess that was some party.
Mom smiled at me. Her smile was quickly removed when she saw my face and her expression turned to one of grave concern.
Kai, is everything okay?
I sat with my parents and told them everything. And now Nick isn't answering his phone. The last thing I remember was returning to Kellyanne's party.
Don't worry, he's probably at some girl's house sleeping off whatever he had at the party. Everything will be okay.
Dad squeezed my shoulder comfortingly. But boy, was Dad wrong. Monday afternoon, when my teammates and I entered the locker room before practice, we noticed that something smelled weird.
What is that smell?
Denny asked as his face turned up in disgust. We followed the smell to Nick's locker. We looked as fear and nervousness appeared in each person's eyes. Coach Dellison opened the locker and Nick's body fell out. A gasp echoed throughout the locker room. Coach Dellison immediately called the police. I guess news traveled fast about Nick because before I knew what was happening, Melissa was crying her eyes out over him. She stood up angrily and charged at me. Her finger tapped my chest with every word she spewed.
I thought you were joking, Kai. How could you?
What are you talking about? I backed away.
The night of the party, you told me you should have ended Nick when you had the chance.
What? Bella pulled her phone from the pocket of her cheerleading uniform and played a video of me saying,
I should have ended Nick when I had the chance.
Police sirens wailed outside. Parents were called, and soon every member of the team was questioned about their whereabouts on the night of the party. Coach suspended me from the team, and the police told us not to leave the country. By the next day, photos of me were plastered in every newspaper, printed and online. Star athlete, main suspect in murder. With all the bad publicity, my chances of playing professional football were flushed down the toilet. My parents insisted that I stay home until investigations were completed. My parents and I were trapped in our house since reporters were camped outside. The next day, there was a knock on the kitchen door.
Don't open it,
Mom shouted.
I'm sick and tired of those reporters.
We tried to ignore the knocking, but it persisted. Eventually, Dad yanked open the door with a baseball bat in hand, ready to charge at the person on the other side.
It's me,
the woman whispered. Mom and Dad and I shared looks. There were two people, a man and a woman, standing by the door, both of whom we had never seen before. Luggage at their feet as they tried to push the reporters back.
Are you going to let your only daughter in or not?
Mom yanked both people inside and slammed the door. She hugged the woman.
Tammy, You're home.
Tammy was my older sister who studied at a makeup effects school where she learned how to do prosthetic facial masks. As soon as Mom released Tammy, she and her boyfriend, Lucas, removed the prosthetics from their faces.
We knew that the reporters would have recognized us, so I made us some disguises.
Tammy sighed. She walked over to me and squeezed my hand.
How are you holding up?
I guess as good as I can under the circumstances. I rubbed the back of my neck.
Don't worry. Lucas and I are here to help. We will get through this.
She hugged me tightly.
Let's go up to your room. We have a plan.
Once upstairs, Tammy told me that she created foam latex prosthetic masks for all of us to go undercover. How are we going to leave the house? I asked.
Simple.
She smiled slyly.
We'll use the basement window. It's hidden from sight behind the bushes.
I raised an eyebrow and Tammy laughed.
You really think I was stuck in my room all those years studying?
She winked at me. My mission was to go to one of the weekend parties, find Melissa, and see what she knew about Nick's murder. I used Lucas's clothing and his Porsche, which was parked in a paid parking lot 2 blocks from home. I snuck out of the house through the basement window and easily avoided the reporters. At the party, I quickly scanned the crowd for Melissa. When I found her, I didn't go to her. It wasn't long before she approached me. We chatted for a few minutes and she gave me her number. I told her that I needed to leave and I made sure she walked me out to the Porsche. I smiled and I told her that I would give her a call and drove off.
So, how did it go?
Tammy asked excitedly as she burst into my room as soon as I got home. She fell for it. She didn't realize it was me and she gave me her number.
Great. Let her squirm a bit. Give her a call in 3 days.
As much as I wanted to call Melissa and get this over and done with, I knew Tammy was right. On the third day, I gave her a call from Tammy's phone and asked her to dinner. I took her to one of the finest restaurants in town. She took pictures of everything and posted it on her Insta story. After dinner, I took her to the Lady Young Road Lookout. Did you enjoy dinner? I smiled at her.
It was great. I can't wait to boast to Kelly Ann. Denny never takes her anywhere.
I heard someone mention Kai while at the party. Is he your boyfriend?
He's an ex and a murderer.
Melissa stiffened and turned up her nose. So should I be worried about him? I chuckled. I took Melissa's hand and gently caressed it with my thumb.
No, he's harmless and a chump.
So do you think he did it?
Of course not.
She threw her hand over her mouth.
Dad is going to kill me. Our family lawyer advised me not to speak to anyone about what happened. Please don't tell anyone.
I won't. I changed the subject, but not before Melissa told me that she was at the college the night Nick died. After 30 minutes, I dropped Melissa home and returned home. I told Tammy and Lucas what Melissa told me.
That means she knows more than she's telling, Lucas. It's time to implement phase 2.
Lucas smiled. He got his laptop and I watched his hands quickly type over the keys. After about 15 minutes, he handed the laptop over to Tammy and I looked over her shoulder. Lucas created an article stating that Melissa knew who the killer was and she was there at the college the night Nick died. It also stated that she knew Kai Morris was innocent. By the next day, the reporters were camped out by Melissa's house and my family and I breathed a sigh of relief. In a brief news announcement, Mr. Brown, Melissa's father, told the reporters that they had nothing to hide, and if they wanted any information on Nick's death, they would have to contact their lawyer. Mr. Brown then slammed the door in the reporter's face.
Okay, now it's my turn to go undercover,
Tammy said as she pulled out her mask. Over the next few days, Tammy infiltrated Melissa's circle by disguising herself as another student. Kellyanne told Tammy that Melissa was seeing someone else from the team, but she was hush-hush about it, and that's why she was at the college the night of the party. As soon as Tammy relayed that information to Lucas and I, Lucas wrote another article stating that Melissa was dating someone else from the team, and maybe she and her secret lover murdered Nick, or at least knew who did it.
Now that enough heat is on Melissa and the team, it's time for the final phase.
Lucas smiled as he pulled out her mask. Lucas arrived at the college the next day and watched as the team practiced for the big championship game. After the game, he walked into the locker room and introduced himself as a reporter to coach. Lucas told the coach that he wanted to do a story on the team that would highlight how great the team is and remove some of the stigma with what's going on. Before Lucas started his questioning, coach gathered the team together. After asking the usual questions like how the season was and the strategies used by the team to win games, Lucas changed the direction of the conversation.
So,
Lucas said as he looked around the room.
I wasn't going to say this, but I know that you guys want justice for Nick. Before coming here today, I did an exclusive report with Melissa Brown. I believe you guys know her since most of you dated her. Kai Morris is no longer a suspect in the eyes of the police.
The team cheered as Lucas continued.
I will be putting a story from Melissa in tomorrow's paper. I just wanted to thank you for your time.
coach and the team thanked Lucas as they shook his hand. As he walked to his car, Lucas said,
"Did you guys get all that?"
"Yes, we did. Loud and clear,"
Tammy said through her headpiece. Tammy and I were parked down the street from the college. Lucas had a microphone and a camera on the pen that was in his pocket.
"Okay, I'm heading home. I'll..."
Lucas' microphone went dead.
"Lucas? Lucas?"
Tammy's voice was filled with fear. I started the engine and sped into the college's parking lot. Much to Tammy's and my surprise, there were two police officers taking Coach Dellison away, and another was talking with Lucas, who was standing next to someone they didn't know. Tammy and I ran towards them. Tammy threw her arms around Lucas.
"What happened?"
"While I was walking to the car, Coach Dellison hit me with a bat and knocked me to the ground. If it wasn't for Jake here, I'm not sure I would have been here to tell the tale. He's a reporter."
Tammy and I looked at Jake, who extended his hand to us, and we shook it. Jake told Tammy and I that he was sitting in his car when he saw me leave the house through the basement window. Then, when all the reporters left to go to Melissa's, he decided to stay and keep tabs on us.
"I knew something was going to go down today, so I convinced a few of my friends from the force to come with me. I'm grateful that you did,"
Lucas said.
"I got everything on tape."
Jake patted his camera. "But why did Coach hit you? What was his role in all of this?"
"Get this!"
Lucas' eyes lit up.
"Coach Dellison was the mystery teammate that Melissa was dating."
"Ew!"
Tammy gagged.
"How desperate is she? Isn't he like 50?
"But how did Nick end up in the locker?" I asked, confused.
"Well,"
Lucas said,
"Nick caught Dellison and Melissa making out and Nick threatened to tell. Coach hit Nick, who then fell back, hit his head and never woke up. They just shoved him into the locker and left. He confessed everything."
I thanked Tammy, Lucas, and Jake for helping me clear my name. Melissa and Coach Dellison were charged with manslaughter and each got 10 years in prison. As for me, I dropped out of physical college and finished my degree online. I decided that I didn't want to play professional football anymore. Who I was as a college athlete made my story spread like wildfire. And if that was a glimpse of what was to come in my professional career, I didn't want it. After college, I moved away and brought my parents to visit me from time to time. I never went back to my hometown since, in my opinion, some things are better left in the past.